Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Welcome to Totally Mackinac Island podcast. I am your host, Heather. So if I sound a little different, it's because I am actually sitting out in our backyard. It is a beautiful day and I wanted to do my editing out here. So I thought, why not do that? So you might hear the dogs bark. You might hear some cars go by, but it just was too nice out to pass up. Another fun thing that is happening, the lilacs have bloomed now here. And by the time this episode airs, you will hopefully be having lilacs in your area as well, too. And that is, of course, my favorite flower, but that is when we will be going up to Mackinac. The first weekend of the Lilac Festival, we are staying at Mission Point and beyond excited to stay there again. Haven't been there since they renovated, so this should be exciting. But without further ado, I want to take it into today's episode. I was so lucky, again, to get on the show. Dominic came back from the Parks Department. And if you've not had the opportunity to listen to the first one, I highly encourage you to do so. Here, we are just scraping the surface of some of the stuff that goes on with the Parks Department and everything that is at Mackinac Parks, which I'm still learning so much of. And I'll be honest, a lot of times I send the questions ahead of time for people, but with this situation, I just kind of gave a basic outline and he just kind of took over, which I love because I am learning just as you guys are. So without hesitating anymore, here is part two of Dominic from the Parks Department.
When welcoming back to the show is Dominic, and he has been so gracious to come back and speak more about the rock formations on Mackinac Island, which so many of us are familiar with, but some of us are not. And so we're going to get right into it and talking about the rock formations on the island. But let's start off first with the Arch Rock Plaza and what all that is going to include.
For sure. Well, first of all, Heather, thanks so much for having me back on. And if we're talking about rock formations on Mackinac Island, obviously Arch Rock is that's the highlight. That's the one that puts the butts in the seats. That's the exciting one. And so we are so excited as an organization that we are able to enhance that whole area out at Arch Rock and the whole plaza. So we were able to receive an appropriation from the state with the support of the governor and the legislature to, originally it started off, we were going to construct a new restroom out there. The bathrooms that were there were outdated and just old and just gross, just not a nice restroom. We'll start with this. We'll just build this new restroom. And then with talking with various, entities, it's like, well, maybe we can do a little more than that out there. So we are right in the middle currently, as we speak, in construction of the Milliken Nature Center out at Arch Rock. So the Milliken Nature Center will sit right at the trailhead of the Mackinac Island Botanical Trail, which is great. So if you're heading out that way, you take the botanical trail, you learn about the flora and the fauna of the island. It's a nice leisurely walk. It's about a half mile. It's a beautiful walk. I take it 4 nights a week, probably with my dogs. It's stunning. These quiet places to reflect, just a great way to make your way out to the park. So you're learning about the flora and fauna, then you get to Arch Rock, and then there'll be this new beautiful nature center out there under the name of Governor Milliken, who obviously was governor of the state, lived in the residence, and loved the island so much that he actually moved there and had a cottage there at the end of his life that he would spend his summers up there. So we were able to name the center in honor of him. And what the nature center will do, first of all, it's built in to enhance that whole experience at Arch Rock. So the highlight is Arch Rock. Like we said, that's the thing people have come for. Since the beginning of people coming to that island, Arch Rock has been, a highlight of Mackinac Island. And we're just trying to enhance that. So this building is built to complement Arch Rock. So kind of natural stone look. It's not an imposing giant building that'll be out there, but it'll nestle into that area well. And when you go into the Nature Center, a question often that happens is like, how did Arch Rock come to be? Why? How did this arch naturally happen out here? It's like, well, you can come into this nature center here, and we're going to explore how this rock came to be here, and how, you know, the limestone and the Mackinac breccia and all these, you know, different rocks that were able to form this stunning, you know, arch that somehow is standing above Mackinac Island. You know, so we're so excited to debut this building. It is currently on target to open in May. So that is exciting because it was a super mild winter up here. So they were able to continue working, and then the whole plaza is going to be kind of just redone. You know, the arch is obviously beautiful, but that plaza, would often smell like horse pee up there. that all the carriages would come in. And it just wasn't, you know, the whole area in my opinion, and I think in the opinion of some of our staff, wasn't befitting, you know, the natural stunning beauty of our Troxel. We can clean up the whole area a little bit, add this structure, add some picnic tables, areas to relax and hang out. People want to spend time at our Troc, and I love it up there. It's gorgeous. And so we can add these areas. There'll be a little porch off of the nature center where you can sit and just enjoy the beauty of the area. So the plaza will open hopefully May, if everything stays on target, of 2024. And it's going to be such a welcome and fitting addition to our Troc, and just to supplement the beauty of this just natural curiosity that has awed visitors for so long now. And we can just, you know, maybe take that experience hopefully to the next level moving forward here.
So with this visitor center, I'm guessing that it's, you know, obviously open to all public and everything. Will there be people in there to talk about any of it? Will people from the Parks Department be there to talk?
Yeah. So that's the plan down the road. Okay. So to start, it'll be the nature center will open, and then the plan for the future will be to have a naturalist staffed out there that will offer programs, nature programs out there, and then to be able to offer interpretation of the center as well, that can dive in a little deeper on that natural history of Mackinac Island, and especially at that center will be the geology and the, you know, just, you know, the island itself is basically a giant rock in Lake Huron, and how, you know, these beautiful, you know, natural curiosities like Arch Rock and Sugarloaf and Skull Cave and you know Devil's Kitchen, how these things came to be, and it'll go in detail on those. So the exhibit will highlight those things, and then down the road we'll have a naturalist there as well that can even take it to the next step and really describe these wonderful, beautiful things that are really the star attractions of Mackinac Island State Park.
Yeah, I do. I love the idea that you have picnic tables there, because the steps going up to Arch Rock, they're a little bit of a hike, but I love the new steps. I remember doing the old steps. For the listener, if you don't know, if you look under, now be very careful when you do this. If you look under the new steps, sometimes you can see the old steps from them. When were the new steps constructed?
I want to say 2012, 2013, somewhere in the early teens.
Okay.
Because I was just looking at pictures actually a couple weeks ago of the opening of that staircase. It was sponsored, I believe by the Calvert family, to rebuild those steps out there. And so it's there, yeah, far better than what was there
previously. Yeah, and I love the little landings and the benches that you can sit and just relax and take moments to catch breath. But then at the very top, to know that option is there, that if you want to really sit and take in everything, you have some picnic tables, you have, you know, the history all around there, and you can just sit and relax and have that all to yourself, which is great.
And one thing I'm excited about, when folks do come up from M185, so they take the stairs up, the first thing you're going to see when you come up off that trail is the back of the nature center, where that open porch is going to be. And then that whole side of the nature center is going to be just big windows looking out you should be able to get some views of the lake and, you know, the natural area up there. The arch is kind of, it's kind of tucked over to the side of it, so you won't be able to see the arch that well, but just kind of get that feeling of nature while you're up there. So that'll be what you kind of run into when you're coming up from that direction. And there'll be a nice path that leads to the nature center there. There'll be actually a bust of Governor Milliken, and then a little like plaza in the nature center area there. So it's really going to be a really peaceful, beautiful place. And if you go there at like noon, it's very busy. You have all the carriage tours coming, you have people that are taking their bike ride around the island, of course. But I still think you'll be able to find these areas that are going to be just really peaceful, and you know, a chance where, yeah, you can sit at the picnic table, maybe bring a lunch with you, just sit and relax for a little bit. I think that's that area is going to just really, it's going to just make, it's going to just, again, just take it to like that next level of being able to enjoy, you know, Mackinac Island naturally a little bit, at this space.
Exactly. And for the, like when you're going up there and you're, once you're up there with it, what will the hours be for it? Is there, like I am an early morning hiker that I like to go up there. So is that plaza closed at certain times?
So Arch Rock itself is never closed. Right. So you can go up there at any time of the day. I'm going to pull up actually my hours of operation. So I give you the exact.
Great. Because I just was thinking about that because I know that the restrooms were always something that was open and that was great.
Yeah. So the Arch Rock, that whole area, the restrooms and the nature center will be open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily.
Okay. Okay.
And then, but yeah, that whole area up there, though, Arch Rock, you know, I can't recommend enough going for sunrise at Arch Rock if you're an early riser and you're able to make your way over there. First of all, if you go at sunrise or at dusk, that A, you're going to run into so many fewer people up there. And you can kind of, I'm not going to say you'll get it to yourself, but as close to yourself as you're probably going to get that area out there. And at sunrise, it is, that is something I think everybody should try to experience once, is a sunrise at Arch Rock, because it is hard to put into words how beautiful that actually is.
Yeah. And do you have, would somebody just go and like, I know I use my weather app a lot to see when the sunrises are. Does the park website say when a good time to go there for sunrise?
You know what? That's a great suggestion. I should add that on there. Uh-huh. I would just recommend, yeah, using your weather app to see when sunrise is going to be and get there a little before that.
Okay.
But that's a good suggestion.
Yeah, I just, because I always like to check it and then walk down there. I mean, that's some of my favorite videos that I have, is the morning walk going along the East Bluff and then coming around and then coming
absolutely
up. It's just beautiful. And
absolutely.
I completely agree with you on that. Okay, so then, since we are at Arch Rock, can you share the history about it? Okay, and is it true that it was moved, or am I imagining that I read that somewhere?
So it has never been moved.
Okay.
So that's where Arch Rock has always been. But there was another arch nearby that no longer exists. And I think those two arches, Arch Rock and then Fairy Arch, which is the one that no longer exists, I think sometimes their stories kind of get a little intermingled. So Fairy Arch was another arch that was in the vicinity of Arch Rock over there. We have a great painting in our art museum that depicts Fairy Arch. That was unfortunately destroyed in a misguided erosion control attempt, which has been the line for a number of years. So that one no longer exists. But I think with that story with Fairy Arch, kind of, I think sometimes gets intermingled in with Arch Rock. That's my hunch. I've been asked that before, but no, Arch Rock has always been where it's located. You know, the history of Arch Rock, I mean, you know, I'm not a natural historian by any shape or form, but from what I gather, so I'm actually reading from right now the exhibit that's going to be inside the Millikan Nature Center there. So the Mackinaw breccia and limestone are key things there. So, you know, as the glaciers receded, as, you know, Michigan kind of came to be, you know, limestone was formed. Sorry, I'm trying to find my right spot here.
You're fine.
We're talking about limestone here. Yeah. Limestone is formed. That's the title of this actually section.
Okay.
Here. So long before Earth's modern continents developed, lower Michigan was shaped like a large basin located close to the equator. A series of warm, shallow seas gradually filled this area, then evaporated, leaving sediments behind. This process repeated itself many times over millions of years, creating layers of limestone. So that's how, you know, the limestone gets formed. And then about 385 million years ago, swirling waters gradually dissolved an underground layer of rock more than 600 feet deep. This caused large open caverns to form below the thick layers of limestone. Over time, these cavern roofs collapsed, leaving broken masses of angular stone. As water percolated through these fragments, calcium carbonate caused them to fuse back together, creating Mackinaw breccia. So it's like almost like re-cemented limestone. So it's stronger than regular limestone. And then, sorry, I'm going to smell.
No, you're fine.
We're all learning together here.
Yes.
And then about 2 million years ago, global climate cooled, huge ice sheets nearly 2 miles thick advanced, and then four major ice ages occurred, leaving time to cover about a third of the Earth's surface. The last of these, known as the Wisconsin Glacial Stage, began about 100,000 years ago as the last glacier finally retreated. About 11,000 years ago, Mackinac Island made its first appearance. It was just the very tip of it, kind of where Fort Holmes is today. Uh-huh. And it was ancient. Lake Nipissing was the lake that kind of covered up to the very tip of Mackinac Island. And as that water gradually receded to the Mackinac Island we know today, it kind of ate away at the rock, the erosive wave action, all those things. And that's how we get things like Arch Rock, Sugarloaf, Skull Cave, things like that are formed. That receding water eating away at that breccia, at that limestone. And that's how we get things like Arch Rock. Through that. So that is the very not smart person way of trying to read it quickly. The exhibit is going to have so much more in there. Yeah.
And then to maintain around Arch Rock, is that something that you guys have to try? Because, you know, it's very steep. So, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously the part where people walk around, but the rest of it down in there, do you do that?
We maintain that, and we have very strict protocols for how we get in there. And if, you know, like, unfortunately, litter and trash are a thing that happens there. So we have, you know, staff that will go in and take care of those things. But it's a very coordinated effort to do it in the safest way possible to get down there and, you know, maintain those areas. There's some, you know, just debris removal outside of like litter and things like that that have to happen. And then we're always monitoring the, you know, the structural integrity. We'll bring outside consultants in too to you know, monitor the integrity of Arch Rock. And, you know, the demise of Arch Rock has been written about for hundreds of years now. It's going to come down in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, you know, it's still standing. You know, nature has a way where eventually, you know, I think we can all just accept this, that Arch Rock will come down at some point. Mm-hmm. It will collapse at some point. But we do everything we can to you know, to avoid that, to deal yeah. with everything we can to, you know, to make sure that it stays, you know, a highlight of the park for as long as possible. And that includes like just maintaining that whole area around it as well. And that's why we also, you know, it's very dangerous. We, you know, signs everywhere. You can't go on top of our truck. You can't go, you know, there's areas we have dedicated viewing spots to see it that mm-hmm. Do not mess with the integrity of the rock itself. And it's just, it's incredibly unsafe to go out of those areas. So it's a, you know, it's a staff effort, you know, Mackinac State Historic Park staff effort, and a very coordinated safety first effort to maintain that area.
Yeah. Are they redoing any of that area around there?
So the plaza that comes out will be, there's a new, actually a short wall that'll come out kind of up in that plaza area. Some new landscaping that's going to take place out there. And then we'll fresh paint on the viewing, you know, like the steel fences that are there to kind of guide for the viewing areas. But the view sheds of Arch Rock itself, that will remain the same because we wanted to keep it as, you know, to that appearance that people have, you know and love, you know, as much as we can. Because I know that's the view, like when you walk up and you kind of go over that little ridge or whatever to get up there, then it just opens up in front of you. It's you know, no matter how many times I see it, I'm in awe every time. We didn't want to lose that.
It's fun to see it in different seasons too.
Oh my goodness, absolutely.
Yeah.
Arch Rock, sunrise Arch Rock in the fall.
Oh, it's beautiful. My niece, when we went a couple years ago, she's not an early riser, but I said, "I'm gonna get up early. You want to go there?" And she will do that, to go down there and see Arch Rock like that.
Yeah,
and there's nothing like it. It's just beautiful. Now, on the other side of Arch Rock is those other stairs going up.
Yeah.
Can you tell the listener, I've always been a little more curious about this particular spot and what it signifies.
Yeah, so that's called the Nicolet Watchtower. So Jean Nicolet, I believe, is recorded as the first European to come through that area. So that's kind of dedicated to him up there. More anything else, it's just a gorgeous view from a higher vantage point looking out over the water. You know, there's a little plinth up there talking about Jean Nicolet. You know, but it's a really stunning view from up there to just take the additional stairs up there. And that's additionally the trailhead to Tranquil Bluff Trail right there as well, which is you know, probably, you know, for our most, for our hikers out there, that is our most hiking trail that we have on our truck would be Trinkle Bluff, or excuse me, on Mackinac Island would be Trinkle Bluff Trail, heading out there. So that's where that trail begins as well, up there at the Nicolet Watchtower. So, yeah, it's just a, it's a plaque talking about this is, you know, the first European to come through here. And, you know, but more than anything else, it's just the view is awesome. It just kind of adds to that, you know, the whole experience at Arch Rock. And then, yeah, then if you're there to hike and you want to do some legit hiking, that's the trail to do it, is Trinkle Bluff Trail.
Yeah. I so wish I could do that. I unfortunately just have, I'm super clumsy and I have extremely weak ankles, and I just know that's going to be an accident waiting for me to happen, because I want to see those views from up there. But I do encourage people, if you are a good hiker, to go do that, because I can only imagine the views along there are.
Yeah, and you're taking that hike because you're up on the bluff. I mean, you're at a high vantage point for the majority of that hike, and you know there's just little openings that look out, and because you make your way from Arch Rock all the way to pretty much the British Landing on that trail, and you know, so that's, you know, that's a pretty heavy duty hike, and you know, and it's a lot of up and down, a lot of, you know, working around rocks and tree roots and things, but some of those views are just they are stunning, and as you can kind of get those views of the Aleutian Islands off that way, and then views of the Straits. It's legit hiking. You know, wear your boots, bring water. You know, a lot of the hikes are, you know, the great thing about Mackinac Island is the majority of the hikes are good for the whole family, and relatively easy hikes, using air quotes. But that one is, yeah, that one's a little more, you know, strenuous for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's good that we emphasize that to somebody too, that, I mean, if you don't have like the right hiking, I'm going to apologize to the listener, cause I would pause this, but my dogs seem to be on crazy pills. So they're running around all in the background. So I apologize now, but yeah, if you're going up there, and I've seen it, and if you're not familiar with exploring in there, there's so many routes, and that's what you need to be careful of, is the routes, and just focusing, because I know I like to look out. So if you're looking out, and I mean, yeah, you're paying, and I'm not a hiker, that could be where I know I could fall into issues.
Right, and it's the tree roots, and then, you know, with the Mackinac just being pretty much a giant rock, I mean, it's there are areas where like the bluff and the limestone rock kind of just it makes footing a little uneven, so if you're going out to some of those view, you know, those beautiful view sheds looking out there, but yeah, it's just to definitely be aware of your surroundings, and be, you know, and just kind of be prepared for, you know, that kind of hiking. It's almost, this kind of hikers would be mad, but it's a little bit like going up like a mountain hike a little bit, like, whereas like you have those rocks and tree roots and you're kind of, you know, you're on some edges and stuff, and I'm not equating this to mountain hiking at all.
No.
But it's like you have some of those things just to look out for and be prepared for when, you know, when you're out there hiking, especially on that trail.
Yes. Yeah. And then I think too, with the listener should know too, there's other trails that you guys have that are paved that are fantastic.
Absolutely.
With because I did the one, is it Leslie Avenue that's down there by the airport, close to
Leslie Avenue kind of goes in that same, you know, area near Arch Rock, and it kind of goes in that same area as Trinkle Bluff Trail on that northeast side of the island a little bit, and that's a gorgeous hike, you know, paved trail. Just a little aside on that one, I love that one, that's one of the originals to the national park, is Leslie Ave. Captain Leslie Smith was in charge of Fort Mackinac during that national park time, and so the soldiers actually kind of laid out that trail and did a lot of that. And it's named in honor of Leslie Smith, who was the captain of Fort Mackinac during that time frame. So when you're enjoying that beautiful hike through there, it's a little nod back to the national park phase of Mackinac National Park.
I loved, yeah, it was in May, and it was so beautiful, and I just loved that every once in a while in the distance I could hear the ferries, and then I would hear airplanes going over, but it was just so great to be out there in it, and I absolutely love that it was paved.
Yeah, the trillium probably blooming, lady slippers, all the wildflowers, yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Which, you guys do a fantastic job of marking all of that. And we need to share too, when you see those, you are not to pick them, correct?
No, it's you know, leave no trace. You know, they're to view. It's against park rules. You can get fined for that, for picking the wildflowers within the park. leave them there for the next person to enjoy. If you're enjoying them so much, chances are the next person is also going to enjoy them. Don't destroy the natural beauty of the park. And it's a codified park rule as well. There's some, you can get a little trouble. So
yeah. Is that the same for lilacs too? The lilacs? Yeah,
absolutely. Anything within the park itself. And then most of the lilacs downtown are on private property. So you're on somebody's property as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just leave it there for the next person.
That's just good to know because, you know, it's important to have that and people to know that.
Absolutely.
If they don't see those. Okay, so now we're going to cover about the rock formations.
Yeah.
And so I've written them down, and I want you to tell me, like, is this like Robinson's Folly? Is that like a good one to start with and then continue on from there?
Yeah, we can start with Robinson's Folly. A little hidden for the maybe more of the novice Mackinac Island visitor. It's near Arch Rock. The big thing with Robinson's Folly to get there is difficult. That trail is very up and down. There's a spot on the road to get in there, you can get in there a little easier. So it's just to be prepared for that. It's similar to Trinkle Bluff Trail, that it's a little up and down to get over there. But once you get there, you're just on the far end of Mission Point's property is where Robinson's Folly sits. And the story of Robinson's Folly is fascinating. A guy named Robertson built a house up there, and then through the natural just erosion process, the cliff collapsed enough and his house collapsed down. So that's where the folly comes from, that he built it on this bluff that was, that just through the natural process of erosion just came down. But now it's a fenced in area. It's one of the highlights of the state park. That it has this gorgeous view out looking on off the eastern shore of Mackinac Island, looking out that way. And you look to your right and Mission Point's property opens up below you, and you can see M-185 coming down underneath you. And it's a great place. A lot of people start when they take their ride around the island, they start that way and they go out that way. And so you see, especially if you're there during the day, all the bikers coming through and those family trips, and you're kind of up above them taking in the view from that vantage point. And it's a great place if you're there to really explore the park. If you're coming from Fort Mackinac, you can stay on East Bluff Road and head over that way and, visit Robinson's Folly. And then if you're, into hiking, you can take the trail to Arch Rock then at that point, or you can get back on the road and go to Arch Rock. So it's a great place that if you want to see some highlights, and you're going to see Arch Rock and visit the park for a bit, Robinson's Folly is a good one to start. Mm-hmm. Kind of making your way, east and then going around that way.
Yeah, and I will confess, I've not gone up there because, again, of...
Right,
and I feel like I need to have someone... I always go by myself. I need to have someone with me. But it is a really unique place that if people are able to do it, please go and see.
Right. Yeah, it's one of those ones that's a little off the beaten path, just a touch. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to know what you're looking for a little bit when you go over there. But once you're there, it's really cool. And I don't think anybody will be like, oh man, I really wish we didn't go to Robinson's Folly today. No, people enjoy it, So,
yeah. I don't think that happens too much with it. But right. Yeah, for the listener, I think because then they can go from Robinson's Folly then to Arch Rock from there.
And it's a great hike if you're prepared to hike from Robinson's Folly to Arch Rock as well, because it kind of like it's gets you kind of ready for Trinkle Bluff if you're going that way as well. So
yeah. Okay. So then next we're going to talk about Skull Cave.
Yeah, so Skull Cave is one of the more known features on the island. It used to be obviously a much bigger cave. It's collapsed in a little bit, but you can still see it. It's not in the shape of a skull for anybody who I get that quite a bit. But there's a story behind it with Skull Cave. If you take the carriage tour, they'll bring you by there. So it's a very known one. And it's also at a kind of an intersection of some roads. If you're going towards Fort Holmes one way or Sugarloaf for our truck another way, it kind of sits in the middle of this intersection a little bit. And Skull Cave, the story behind it, during the attack at Michilimackinac over here in 1761, a young fur trader named Alexander Henry was able to escape out of the attack, came over to Mackinac Island, was friendly with some of the native Native Americans that were here, and this is how the story goes. Okay. And then so they hit them. They said, hey, we got a place we can hide you. It's this cave up in the woods here. So they took him up there, and he hid overnight. And then when he woke up, Was shocked to see he wasn't just laying on rocks, but it was actually bones that he was laying on. And that Skull Cave was a burial site for the native peoples on the island. So that's how it kind of got its name, you know, that way. I'm not a historian, but I know there's been some doubt cast on that story. I'm not entirely sure. But it's what Skull Cave is, and we do know that it's very important to the Anishinaabeg people on Mackinac Island. So we're able to protect that area now. It's fenced off. People can't climb on it. Yeah. Can't climb in it. But it's got a great story. There's a historical marker, you know, out in front of it. And just another one of those beautiful natural formations that appear throughout Mackinac Island. And of all of them, maybe the most Arch Rock and Skull Cave are probably the two most accessible rock formations, potentially in the interior part of the island. Because it's on the carriage tour, but it's also, you know, once you're up the first hill, once you get up to Fort Mackinac, pretty easy to get to on a bike or walking once you get past that first hill. So those two are both really, really easy to find, and a great one. Skull Cave is a great one to, you know, if you're checking off some things and taking, if it's, you know, I don't want to say easier, but a more accessible hike, it's a great one to check off while you're out there.
Yeah, I agree. It is. It's really unique. And again, on the carriage tour, which is great because they do cross these two off. And so when somebody wants to, I always encourage people, if they only have a day, you know, go do the carriage tour. And then at the end of that, get off at Fort Mackinac. So then they can enjoy that. But you're going to see two of the stone formations that are really relatively known. And now that you're going to have that center there, I think that's even going to make it more, you know, accommodating for all of that as well too, because you're getting a lot in that carriage tour, which is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next is Devil's Kitchen.
Devil's Kitchen, such a cool one on the western side on M185. You know, another just gorgeous limestone breccia formation out there. You know, this one I probably could read it somewhere. I don't know where guy gets his name, Devil's Kitchen. Unfortunately, I wish I knew. I wish I had it. If I find it, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
But it's just another just cool rock formation. For some reason, that's one of my kids' favorite. So it's odd. We have right around. We always got to stop. They always got to go in there. We got to take a picture of them standing inside the formation off of M185. I did just some quick research this week, and I couldn't find the name right out of the chute, and I feel bad. I don't have that one. But
no, it's fine.
But a really cool rock formation with great views on the western side of coming back in. So if you're taking the bike ride around, you start east and, you know, get the British Landing and work your way in from there. It's like one of the last stops on M185 before you get back into town if you don't stop at the school. So it's very popular, very just cool rock formation.
Yeah, Caleb really liked it. I think it's a big one for kids. I think they like it is, to go in there and kind of feel like they're inside of a cave without
a cave.
And yeah, it's and you're right, it does sneak up on you. You're like, oh wait. And as always, for people doing this, get off on the side of the road when you're
there's bike racks there, and if that's cool, just stay to the side for sure. It's so easy to get in there. You literally park and you're in Devil's Cave. Devil's Kitchen is right there.
Yeah, it's really neat. Okay. I'm going to come back to these other two, and please, if I've forgotten anything, let me know. But let's talk about Sugarloaf.
Absolutely. So Sugarloaf is, you know, we were doing a documentary on the island a couple years ago, and one of the cameramen, you know, we had put on the list that, hey, we want to get some shots of Arch Rock and Skull Cave and Fort Holmes and then Sugarloaf. And he's like, and he had Googled it, and he was like, all right, yeah, we'll go out there. And so as we're standing there, though, and he starts filming it, and he's like, I didn't understand why this is a thing, but standing here, I get it now. Yeah. Because it is just, it's a huge rock stack in the middle of the island. And then if you look at it from certain angles, it looks like there's a face. And then it's, and Sugarloaf is very, very important to the Anishinaabeg people of the Straits. It's a sacred spot. So not only is it gorgeous, but it has this, just this importance to it as well. And then, there's different legend and things that go along with it as well that I don't want to get into too much, but because you can, that's involving the face and all those things, but just the natural beauty of it is it sneaks up on you. If you just Google it, you're like, oh yeah, okay, it's a rock, but then you get there and it's like, oh yeah, I kind of get it now why this is so cool. And, you know, then you can go up the stairs to Point Lookout above it and look down. You can see the kind of the clearing around it and then how it just kind of protrudes up. And then you can walk around it while you're there. And it's just, and if there's picnic tables, it's another great place to relax and hang out. And, you know, it's funny, I find ourselves when I'm with my kids and we're out bike riding and, you know, we'll go up into the, you know, we like taking North Bicycle Trail and Leslie Avenue. And, but we find ourselves almost every time stopping at Sugarloaf as well. And it's one of those things that kind of just like, you know, our bikes just kind of, we just, you know, we don't know how we always end up there, but we always end up there. And it's just such a cool spot. It's just yeah. one of my favorites. And it's hard to fully explain why I like it so much, but yeah. you just got to go there and then I think you'll get it too. You know, it's such a cool, weird thing in the middle of the island, but then it has, you know, that importance attached to it as well. And so like, it's just like, oh, okay. Like the cameraman, like I get it now. I get why this is cool. You know,
and, so if the listener is not familiar with how to get there, how can you explain for them to get there from the lookout and then how to actually get there?
Yeah. So if you're, I kind of use Fort Mackinac as a starting point there. So if you're at the Avenue flag, which is that rear entrance where the carriage tour stop at Fort Mackinac, go take a right on Huron Road. That's the road right behind the fort. And you're going to pass the scout barracks. And you want to go left at the scout barracks. That's Garrison Road there. Not too far up, pretty much kind of just past the scout barracks on the right-hand side is the North Bicycle Trail. That's a great, great bike riding trail, walking trail, and we call it bicycle trail, but it's a great biking and riding trail. Take that up and you'll get to an intersection with Sugarloaf. Actually, that'll end at Arch Rock Road. No, excuse me. I'm going to get my roads mixed up. You're going to cross the main road and go straight across there, and that's Sugarloaf Road. It's going to take you right back there. It's a half hour, 40-minute walk from Fort Mackinac, a really short bike ride, and then you're going to just open right up to it. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, there it is on your right-hand side as you're walking down that road. The other route you can go is if you wanted to, you know, see Fort Holmes first, you know, go keep going on Garrison Road till you get to the Fort Holmes stairway, you know, and then walk up the stairs to Fort Holmes. But when you get to Fort Holmes, you take in that gorgeous view, and we talked about Fort Holmes a little bit on the last time we talked. But then go back to Point Lookout. So when you leave Fort Holmes, just keep going straight back. Point Lookout is where the road, you know, doglegs to the left. And then you look to the right, though, and then you're looking over top of Sugarloaf Rock at that point. And there's some stairs that go down, much easier than going up to Point Lookout from Sugarloaf going down there. And you can take in those views on either side there. Either way, you can't go wrong, but I always like to get right up next to it and kind of just, you know, look up and, you know, and taking that full perspective of how, you know, how cool and how majestic Sugarloaf is from right next to it.
Yeah. And it's really cool to be able to go in those little spots along the island because you're seeing different ways that people kind of went about it before.
Absolutely. And, you know, and the interior part of the island, and I'm blessed to get to live there, so I get to see all these things. And for like the first time visitor, for sure, like I'll take the bike ride around, like absolutely, you know, do that. But if you're able to spend some time and then to get up into the interior part of the island, and I think that's what brings people back, is those discoveries of the interior part of the island. But because then like things like Sugarloaf and Fort Holmes and Devil's Kitchen on Way 5, but you know, Skull Cave and Eagle Point Cave and Cracking Island and Cave of the Woods and all these other cool, you know, there's all these things that you can discover out there. And then you find yourself just like, you know, spending a lot of time out there and just kind of just enjoying being part of just the natural story of Mackinac Island. That I think those are the hooks that, you know, that's what sinks their claws into people about, like, oh, I want to see this again and come check this out.
Yeah. And usually the weather is not too awful for you to experience it. You're not dying usually of heat or, I mean, yeah, occasionally there can be the rain, but I mean, you just kind of go with it and see from there. But I think that's the one nice thing that I do like is that if exploring, I'm not dying of heat with that.
Right.
It does get warm. It's not awful and terrible because there's the breeze coming off of the lake.
That's it. And then, you know, actually the Tourism Bureau did a whole thing called Mackinac's Cool last year. Cause, you know, we're actually where everybody was kind of hitting some of these record highs last year. We were actually like a degree below, where we are. So like, yeah, you get those lake breezes and you get, you know, and it's just, it's, People often say, like, oh man, how do you spend your winters up here? It's like, because of July, when it's like 74 degrees with a breeze, like, it's just, it's perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, Mackinac is a giant hill in certain areas, but it's not that bad, because, you know, when you get up there and it's just like, oh, I'm not really dying, because it is, you know, just so gorgeous out right now.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then, you know, there's something about exploring in the rain too. It just kind of, this adds, cause like you don't have a car. So you're just like, we're in the elements out here, yeah. You know, and that's kind of part of the whole experience to me, you know, like, it's just like, yeah, you know, when's the last time I just played in the rain for a bit? Let's do it, you know? Yeah.
I did get caught one time, but I watched the forecast. I knew rain was coming. So I had a poncho in my backpack and I just put it on. And the only problem was that my shoes got wet.
Right.
You just kind of go with it. I mean, what are you going to do? You just walk and go with it. And it was kind of like being a kid. You're just thinking, it is a possibility with that. All right, so for the next ones, these are really unique places that I don't feel a lot of people know about, and the two are Crack in the Island and Cave of the Woods.
Yeah, so this one, you know, you got to do some exploring to get out to these two. You know, so there's British Landing Road, you know, intersects in the middle of the island. So you get up, you get past the cemeteries, past Fort Holmes, and you kind of get to a Four Corners intersection there, and British Landing Road continues straight on. And when you go down past, you go past the airport, which I'm hoping we can talk about the airport in a minute.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of the airport, but then the road, it tees there a little bit, and you can go to the left and you get on State Road, and you go down State Road for a bit, and there you'll see the little entrance, the cave of the woods and Crack in the Island. And they're really close to the airport, so it's cool because you can actually experience these things and then go out, watch landings and takeoffs from the airport from a pretty close vantage point, which is cool. But Crack in the Island, Cave of the Woods, I mean, like just even to getting to that point, like you are journeying, you are like in the middle and actually going a little further past from where you were starting downtown to get to those points. But Cave of the Woods is another one of those, just, it's a, you know, another limestone breccia formation that's out there, but just kind of tucked away, you know, on this little part of the island. And then another great just thing to discover out there in the park. And a hidden gem. But then the Crack in the Island is the one that I think, like, people are like, how much fun that is. So mm-hmm. it's a fissure, so it's just where the limestone collapsed in and kind of created this crack throughout, and it's this long crack that kind of goes near the island there. And I'm a large human, I'm a big guy, and I can still get through there, which is nice. There's something so much fun about, like, yeah, I walked through the crack in the island, took my kids down there, and but it's so much fun. It's such a random hidden little gem out there in the park. It's so worth the, you know, the whole process to get there, to go up past the airport and to get there. Or if you're going around the island, go up British Landing Road, you can get up to it that way. But totally worth going out there. You will enjoy yourself randomly in the woods, cracking down the Cave of the Woods.
The first time we went, the kids, we were walking, which they thought, of course, they were dying.
Right.
And it is, and I finally said to them, I am like way older than you and way outweigh you by so much, and I'm completely fine. So suck it up. But I kind of felt like the movie Goonies. Yeah, you just felt exploring and looking for different things with that. And then when you're sneaking back in there to look for it, mm-hmm. it was neat because you knew the airport was there, but you kind of felt like you were doing something bad, even though you're not.
Well, right. It's like, where the pirate's going to come out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And it's really fun. And I didn't even know really truly about the airport as much until the Lilac 10K walk and run, because they go up there by that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be another great way for somebody to experience seeing a little bit more of the island in is by doing one of those runs or walk.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we love the runs on the island. We have a great, we love working with the Galts, who run the management company to run the races. There's four of them on the island. So yeah, and you can see there's the one that goes around. There's the one we work with them on, the Fort to Fort, which starts in Fort Mackinac. You go up to Fort Holmes. Then there's the 10K. And then the half marathon, the big one at the end of the year. But oh yeah, that those are, you know, if you want to experience the state park in an entirely different way, and then you also get to, you know, some of the business district and the downtown, but you're going to see, you know, the greatest hits of the state park doing one of those runs. And the great thing is, like, yeah, there's competitive portions of it as well, and people who are really going out for, and that's great and that's awesome. But, you know, if you just want to sign up and then just, you know, have a designated course to take a really beautiful walk or whatever, like, do that, you know. Yeah. Like, that's one of the coolest ways to see, to go up and, you know, discover, oh my goodness, there's an airport. Oh, and it's managed by the state park. Yeah. I have no idea, you know, and, you know, and to see, yeah, and, you know, like the Fort to Fort walk is one of my favorite things, because it starts you in Fort Mackinac. You go down the East Bluffs, so you're down the Cottage Row, then you go to Arch Rock, and then you see Sugarloaf Rock, then you go up to Fort Holmes, you're going past the cemeteries, you come back down, you pass the Scout Barracks too on this way, then you come back down, you see the governor's residence, then you end up back at the fort. So you're like, you're seeing, like, you're checking off, like, you know, like so many state park highlights in that 5 mile trek, and which I think is just so cool. And it's, and having that, you know, sometimes I'm this kind of person where it's like I need that little push to, like, okay, I'm going to sign up for this thing, and then it's like, and then I see all this thing, and then it's in May, so the wildflowers are blowing out. God, it's just, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I know. I won't. I can't remember. Is the Lilac Run and Walk the first weekend or the second weekend of the Lilac Festival?
It's the first weekend. I think
it's the first weekend. I might have to do it again. I would walk it. Yeah. I can't remember now. I know. I've done it before. I hate the first hill.
That one is not fun.
But once you get past it, it really grabbed me on seeing so much more of the park like that. And I think that's where it intrigued me to start looking more, because I'm like, wait, what is all of that?
Absolutely. No, and you know, I get, like, Mackinac Island, the downtown is fantastic, yes. And, you know, the fudge shops and everything, but I'll talk to so many people, like, yeah, it was nice, you know, I saw the stores and everything, and it's like, oh, you saw, like, a fraction of Mackinac Island, which I have nothing against that, but it's like, oh, you know, you gotta get out and see Mackinac Island.
Yes, exactly. And, okay, now, did I get all of the rock formations? Was there any other ones that you
could... there's others, but those are the highlights for sure.
Those are the highlights, you know, for sure. Yeah. I think that's the one thing too. So I do want to bring up too, are there with the Mackinac Island Botanical Trail, like you mentioned, that kind of, can you explain to the listener where that starts and where that ends off up?
Absolutely. So again, using Fort Mackinac as our starting point, and then the rear entrance, the Avenue of Flags. So you're gonna head out and take a right on Huron Road. You're the Scout Barracks. You're gonna pass that on your left hand side as you go by there, and then you're gonna get to kind of like a weird little intersection. There's a grassy area in the middle, almost like a weird little boulevard or something. So if you go to the left, you're gonna go up Garrison Road, and that's where I was talking about to take you to the North Bicycle Trail. You go to the right, and that's going to take you down by the East Bluff, and that also can split off to go on Arch Rock Road, or there's a path that's going to be right in front of you pretty much, and that is the Arch Rock Bicycle Trail, is what that originally, or what it still is called, the main trail itself, going straight across, a really flat, beautiful, paved, direct route to Arch Rock. Mm-hmm. So a handful of years ago, you know, we're always looking at ways of how can we enhance, you know, visits to the state park itself, and to make you know, people, you know, spend, you know, more time within the park just enjoying this. And so working with Jack Barnwell, who is a landscape artist on the island, that we developed the Mackinac Island Botanical Trail. So we have a park naturalist on staff working with Jack, that we had 6 turnouts added to the Arch Rock Bicycle Trail, describing the natural beauty of Mackinac Island and through history how it's been described and recorded and enjoyed for you know so long now. So as you're going out, you can go through there, and they'll point out the different plants that are already naturally there, and then we've added some everything that would be naturally found in Mackinac Island, we've added some into these areas as well, to just really enhance the beauty of that trip down there, so it can make for a really beautiful leisurely walk. And then as you get to the end of it, you're going to end up right at Arch Rock. So it's like a direct route from Fort Mackinac to Arch Rock, that you can take on if you stay on the bicycle trail, just a straight shot there. But if you have a little bit of time, which I, you know, would recommend if you're able to, just enjoy walking on those trails. The most fun thing for my kids on that is there's a bird call thing. So you It's got like 8 different birds on it, and then you click whatever I want to hear, a barred owl or whatever, and then you click to there, you spin this thing, and then you'll hear the bird sound. So every time we go there, is the four of us, my wife and my kids and I, and we have to all pick our bird, and then we got to spin and listen for it. And then as we're walking through, we try to listen for them. Chickadees we can hear everywhere. That's the one we always hear. But it's a fun, you know, it's their favorite thing. We got it, I mean, for 5 years now. I think when was the trail installed? 2019. So yeah, we have 6 years this year. Every time we go through there, yeah, we got to listen to the bird call. But and if you're, you know, taking a walk on your own, you know, it's a great place to just sit and reflect and just kind of enjoy the beauty that is Northern Michigan and Mackinac Island. You know, there's benches placed on all the, you know, all the stops, and that's just one of the, you know, just get lost in nature for a little bit and just enjoy the natural, because the further in you get, especially, you're kind of away, you can really sit and just relax. Cooling the Arts Council has started doing on the island is there's a little concert they do, an unplugged concert, but they call it Music on the Trail, and at the beginning and the end of the trail they'll have different musicians set up throughout the day, and it just kind of enhances the natural beauty of the trail, and another nice way just to kind of just enjoy, you know, the beautiful place that is Mackinac Island.
Yeah, it is a fun trail. It really is fun to go along there. Thank you for sharing with the listener all about these great rock formations, because there's so much to know about them, and I really want to do that. And I'm going to have on the website, I'm going to link up also all the park information so they can go there and see all of that and try to figure out how we can get some of the maps and show where they're at for them, because I think that would be great for them to have that. So thank you as always for coming on here and doing that, because it makes me excited to go see some other things as well.
I'm always so excited to talk about them. you know, and it would be not knowing, you know, the history as well, but just like, I love them, you know, so yep. Like, I just like going out and, you know, I want to go find, you know, we're going to go to Devil's Kitchen today. Like, it's fun. You know, it's nature at its finest, you know, and that's the best way to explore. So I'm always excited to talk about them.
Well, and I think this also gives some people some different opportunities too, that if they don't want to necessarily go up to Fort Huron, hike as much up there, that they could go to Arch Rock and know that they could have a picnic there, go along the botanical trail and end up there and explore some of that. And if they're really feeling up to it, then go from there and go to Sugarloaf. Or if not, each time try to check something off, you know?
Well, I mean, that's one of the cool things that just come back. Oh, we did our truck this time, and I heard about the Sugarloaf place. We got to go check that out. Like, yeah, you will not be disappointed. I promise you.
Not at all. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us again. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Heather. Thank you so much for having me.